Let us move on to item three, which is the consideration and possibly taking action to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution 2026-1 to increase the salary ranges by 5% for all unrepresented classifications effective April 1, 2026, with the exception of the Chief Executive Officer. With that, I turn it over to the Chief Executive Officer.
Yes, so this item is an annual item we look at to determine what the cost of living adjustment for the unrepresented staff would be. Earlier this year, the representative staff in our MOU received a 5% salary increase that was effective January 1st. Approving a 5% salary increase for the unrepresented would align the unrepresented and the represented. In the packet, you'll find that the Board of Retirement Resolution 2026-1, which reflects the 5% increase in salary ranges in Attachment A. There, additionally, we took the opportunity to make some formatting changes to the resolution, including adding some spacing that was missing, removing a reference to part-time staff because we don't have any part-time unrepresented employees. We added a reference to Attachment A in the table of contents and removed the dollar amount under the healthcare spending to just reference the amount that the IRS designates. So some minor just cleanup language, and then Attachment A reflects the 5%. And before any action is taken, we need to have the board chair read out a statement to be in compliance with Government Code 54953.
All right. As determined in the wisdom of the legislature, I'm going to read the following aloud. In compliance with Government Code Section 54953, subsection D3, the board hereby provides an oral report as follows. The recommendation is for a 5% increase in the salary ranges, which impact the salary range for the accounting manager, the administrative services manager, the chief investment officer, the deputy chief executive officer, the general counsel, the human resources manager, the information technology manager, the member services manager, and the retirement services manager. I believe that is the statutory requirement. And with that, is there a motion?
Happy to move the item.
Second. All right, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion or questions? Hearing none, let's vote on the motion. Anderson?
Aye.
Chubutera?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Zhu?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right, that carries 9-0.